Right now it is time to bring in Thorin Christendotter, of course, from Main Street Magazine, as the new year has already begun there. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. It certainly has.
It's nice to see that on your website, mainstreetmag.com, the picture of January up there. It's
Yeah, what do you think of that one?
I think that's a great picture. Was that from the recent snowstorm, or was it from one from years gone by?
I can't tell you those secrets.
I know it's Park Avenue.
It certainly is.
That's a great picture. I was just saying, though, earlier this morning, I actually came to a realization. I hate snow, okay, and I hate winter. I hate cold weather. I used to hate cold weather more than I hated snow, but now I actually appreciate cold weather for one reason. If it's very cold weather, you don't normally get snow, you know. So
right.
I'll walk around in the cold weather. It's easier for me to ambulate in cold weather than in 20 inches of snow. So I've decided to make that change this late in life.
Well, better late than never.
That's exactly right. Not that I'm going to hit the ski slopes anytime soon. All right. I want to go to one of your stories by C.B. Wismar. We'll start off with that. Deconstructed, revitalized, reconstructed, and we're not talking about food.
No, we are talking about our artist profile in the month of January.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this. So, I mean, what sends a C.B. out on a search like that for a story, particularly like this?
You know, CB has been doing our artist profile for, oh, geez, I don't even know how many years now, 4 or 5 years. And he just, you know, his wife, Kathy Wismar, is an artist. She has a studio in Kent. She does ceramics and paintings. And so she and CB are just in these artist circles. And so he knows a lot of these people that he's featuring in our artist profile and artists from all walks of life. And so, you know, I wouldn't even, personally, I wouldn't even know where to begin to find such artists, but he does, and, you know, he is able to sit down with them and get these incredible stories about their work and about their passions, about their drive, and the art that they create.
It's funny. I knew his dad really well. His dad used to do a radio show back when we started WKNY many, 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 many years ago. And it's nice to see CB back in, you know, living in Falls Village. And I love, because not only does he writes on a bunch of different topics. And it's a comfortable style that makes it easy for me to read, okay? I mean, I don't know if you can understand what I'm talking about, but there's some writers that are so technical. And I like a story to flow, almost like a book. Even if it's got facts in it, and CB writes that way, so it's always nice to see his articles.
Yeah, he also writes our we call them backstage articles, but it's a lot of like theater and when the movie theaters are open, he did our movie reviews on our website. So his approach, and you are very right, his writing is very, you know, conversation like and matter of fact in a way, but in a fun and playful way. And so it's easy to read and easy to, you know, kind of get into the story because he presents it and presents it in a very nice way.
Now, the next story we'll talk about is an interesting story simply because I knew that Masha Laux was a ballerina and I know where she came from. The story is called The Reformer. And and it's interesting. I didn't realize that she had a fitness studio.
Yep, that's actually how I knew Masha, and I wasn't until I read this. I didn't know that she was a ballerina, so it's funny, I knew the opposite. But Masha has a Pilates studio right on Main Street in Millerton. She's about 3 stories up from Main Street, and I've actually worked with her for a number of years, you know, on and off. And she's absolutely wonderful. And, you know, working with her one-on-one is just an honor and a privilege. And, you know, she is so kind and explains, you know, the different movements of the body. And she works with you. She, you know, looks and sees how your body moves and where the limitations are. And, you know, works with you to achieve your goals and fitness. And, you know, it's no wonder, you know, having been a dancer and a gymnast, that she understands the body in a certain way. And it carries through to Pilates for her.
Well, it's interesting. The reason I appreciate this article is my trainer, who I haven't seen since COVID-19 broke out, unfortunately, was not a trainer. He was a member of the Israeli Defense Forces. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
And he went through all their regimen and everything. And he became a trainer, applying a lot what he learned. And I'll tell you, for the 3 years that he was working with me, 3.5, 4 years after my surgery, especially right after my surgery, during those 2.5 years where I was in a cast and couldn't move, I learned so many different things from him, from what he did in his previous life and to become a trainer. And if that's, I guess that's what brought me to the article and to read the article about her, because being a ballerina is kind of like being a member of the Israeli Defense Force. It's not an easy job. It's a very, very physically demanding job. And then to take that and move it along and help other people with their physical problems is kind of a cool story.
It very much is. And I highly recommend, you know, working with her, even though you don't know anything about Pilates or, you know, it's just about the body and the movement and, you know, having it move in a way that is good for you and, you know, good for, you know, down the road as well.
Now, for those of you listening, we always get together once a week with Thorne and we talk about stories that are in Main Street Magazine, not only in the magazine that you get out and you pick up at various locations, but also mainstreetmag.com. And as a final story to take a look at, we'll get away from health and fitness. And we'll go to Jesse Sheehan once again, the best ever blondies.
Yes, Jesse is a published cook or baker, and is very famous not just around these parts, but you know, nationally. And so we have the privilege of her sharing one of her top secret recipes with us every month. And this month, she decided to do the best of her blondies. Now, even though our January issue, its theme is wellness, as well as we've dedicated the whole month of January to wellness, and we'll have lots of stuff on our website for that. We couldn't quite get Jesse, you know, on that theme. So, you know, but you always have to have a little indulgence. So, you know, we didn't, you know, even ask her. We said, hey, just, you know, give us a recipe that you think is good for the start of the year. And so she shared the best ever blondies.
Well, what's interesting about what you just said is I know people that have been weight trainers. I know people that run every day. I know people that... All things I don't do, by the way, that are physically responsible and physically active, okay? But what I found out is that people that train with weights, most of them take at least one day off a week where they'll eat normally.
Yes.
And they use their body is like a checking account, really. They know what's going into it. They keep track of it, and that doesn't mean they exclude everything that is that may be high calorie or contained fat, but they know what they're taking in, they know what they're physically actively doing, and they know what their body needs. And you know what? Your body does need sustenance other than all the truly terrific, great, no fat and stuff to make your body work. So Jesse does work into that, I do believe.
She does. I mean, it's about being well-rounded, and I'm a firm believer in portion control. So, you know, having one of these, you know, one time a week, you know, that's not going to, you know, necessarily put you over the edge. But if you eat a whole, you know, a whole container of these, that's a different story.
Well, it's just like if you buy an apple, if you buy a pumpkin pie and you have a piece of pumpkin pie once, and you don't eat the whole pie at once, it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill you to have a blondie brownie, as a matter of fact.
Now, you'd hope not.
now, for people that are listening that have businesses and they want to get contact with you, how they underwrite your magazine, what's the easiest way for them to do it?
They can give us a call at 518-592-1135, or they can email us at info@mainstreetmag.com. We're also located at 52 Main Street in Millerton, right next to the restaurant 52. But we're not really letting anyone in the office right now. But if they're in the neighborhood and want to say hi, you know, they can knock on the door. We'll meet them outside. But, you know, and all the information is also on our website, mainstreetmag.com. for advertising and sponsorship and, as you say, underwriting. And we'd be happy to work with anyone. And we have a couple of interesting and, you know, deals going on right now for new advertisers and some new programs that we're rolling out in 2021. So we're pretty excited for the new year. And It's I'll say, kind of all of it revolves around trying to help our local community and local businesses, and just to get the word out, whether it be about their business or new offering or service or an event, and let's all hope for some events in the new year.
All right, it's mainstreetmag.com on the web, and of course, pick up locations for free throughout the tri-state region. Thorin, we'll speak to you again next week.
We'll speak to you next year.
Oh, that's right, next year. I'm normally the one that does that. Good. All right, talk to you next year, Thorin.
Have a great one. Thanks, Mark.
Take care. Thorin Christian, daughter of Main Street Magazine. Once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web, and pick up locations throughout the tri-state area.